The new report is out. It's called the 2018 Unabridged Sonoma County Indicators Report, and it's a lot more interesting than it sounds like. And to help us understand it all is economics professor from SSU, Dr. Robert Eiler. Dr. Eiler, great to have you back.
Thanks. Good morning.
Were there any surprises in this report about what our community looks like?
No. I mean, most of this is pretty much following what we have been monitoring for the last few years in terms of Sonoma County's progress. And so, in general, this basically is what we expected.
So the housing issue and problem is still as far-reaching as it has been, yes?
Yeah, I mean, the housing issue, you know, in Sonoma County has two different angles right now. One is that prices continue to remain relatively high, even though there's maybe a little bit of flattening for the time being. But we still are down from where we were, obviously, last year at this time because of the fires. And so the rebuild is going to have, or at least the perception of how we're going to rebuild is going to have an effect on housing markets going forward, probably for at least the next couple of years as well.
Yeah, I would think so, at least in the next couple of years. Can you talk, Dr. Eiler, for a minute about the connection between our housing situation and our traffic situation?
Sure. I mean, they're easily related. You know, people live or they try to live close to where they work, and if they can't do that, then they're going to end up commuting. So the more that housing prices rise, and more regionally, we might actually see some more migration towards Sonoma County, especially as we rebuild, which will then have more of an effect on traffic if people have their working lives south and to the southeast,
right,
and just, you know, outside of Sonoma County. But for the most part, those two issues are related. So the more people that live locally and work somewhere else, housing demand remains high, but then traffic rises as a result of new residents.
And speaking of those residents, it sounds like this report indicated a continuing trend of the aging of Sonoma County.
Yes, and that's true regionally as well. So Marin County, Napa County, and Sonoma County are all three seeing an increase in their median age and the number of people over the age of 65. And for specifically Sonoma County, which is, you know, now a little bit over 500,000 people, it's one of the older counties in California.
And it makes sense that the folks who are of a certain age already have homes here and are probably not going to leave them because of that particular kind of stability. Whereas if you talk about younger folks who have a difficult time buying a house, then those folks are most likely leaving.
Well, that's true. And there's a little bit more interplay in that, in the sense that if we have folks that are aging and are considering retirement and can take their current property tax situation and transfer it to another place in California, that we may see some loosening of housing units from, an older resident and allow a younger resident to come in. But the affordability for a younger resident is still going to be problematic, at least in the foreseeable future, just simply because demand has been on the rise and obviously supply contracted specific to Sonoma County last year.
And Robert, has this report shed light in specific with regard to, you know, our economic situation now 11 months nearly after the wildfires?
There's not much in here that you could point to and say that that's an indicator specific to what happened in October 2017. Not yet. That'll take a couple of years to kind of play out, because the data from late last year and sort of summarizing 2017 in full against its history is still not completely shown its face yet.
Okay.
So next couple of years, all that will kind of show up.
Yeah, given I was thinking about that driving around looking at all of the new framework and the rebuild and that that effort is, even though we can see specific progress, the entirety of it or the majority of it is going to take a few years, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, one more question for you, because you are the economics guy and you help us understand it all. Is it good for the U.S., this new U.S.-Mexico trade agreement?
On the surface, it looks like it will be net positive for the U.S., specifically in the automobile industry. A large part of our trade deficit with Mexico is based on what happens with vehicles that are manufactured in Mexico and then come across the border. So the supposition is that they'll see a little bit more pressure downward on that and a little bit more in American pockets as a result of that. But it still remains to be seen how that's going to play out against whatever deal struck with Canada, and also just thinking more worldwide. But most analysts right now are suggesting that this is a positive thing, especially looking forward to broader talks with China.
That is Dr. Robert Eiler, economics professor at SSU, explaining to us sort of the nuts and bolts of the unabridged Sonoma County Indicators Report, and not a heck of a lot of surprises. We'll stay tuned as we get further and further into post-fire economics.